I think it's probably best to start from the beginning.
Gather around and lend an ear, then tell the others you heard it here, the truth about what happened down in Mingo. I'll spin the tale of Smiling Sid, that gold tooth grinning pistol toting kid. Pay attention, learn the lingo. It's a story about glory, though I will admit it's gory. And I'm sorry, no, not sorry, cause it's true. And if you're smart and got a heart, you'll see it's only just a start. All those troubles down in Matewan will be headed your way too. Your neighbors at Stone Mountain found the wages that their boss was counting were getting smaller every minute. And sick of all their foreman's lies, the boys said, go to hell, we unionize, the movement's coming and we're in it. Now the company sent their thugs in, they weren't there to hand out hugs and pay folks more, now that's for sure. Albert Feltz came with his crew, yes sir, the same old bastards who done shot up Cabin Creek. Now you know it's of the devil I speak. You there, Twig, why don't you come stand in for Albert?
Me? Why? Cause you're both assholes.
Easy, friend, it's just play acting, but you got Albert spot on. Ruthless, cold-hearted, and violent. He's been sent in to put down any union rabble-rousing. But when Albert headed up to evict our brothers, he did not predict that waiting there with a Colt in hand was the quickest gun in Matewan, the police chief of that land. Smiling Sid, he's a Matewan man with a gun in each hand and a woman on each arm. Smiling Sid, there ain't no single man alive who's faster than him with a 45, not Sid the quick draw kid. So spread it far and wide, we got Hatfield on our side, our beguiling brother Smiling Sid.
Hey, how come Will gets to play the hero?
He's better looking.
I'll kill you, Tex.
Not a bad idea, cause Sid just happens to be there with the mayor of Matewan, Cobble Testerman. Now he's a good man, Mayor Testerman. He'll stop or we'll arrest your man. You best be getting gone while you're still walking. But Albert felt too sly, I hear he didn't even bat an eye. He said, boys, get to work cause I'm done talking. His men go through the houses of those miners and their spouses. They start throwing all they own into the road. The chief yells, hey, this ain't the way. And Feltz, I swear you're gonna rue the day you showed up here in Matewan. You'll be getting what you're owed. So Chief Sid gives those Baldwin Feltz thugs one long look. And the mayor calls up the sheriff in Williamson to get himself an arrest warrant for the Feltz brothers.
Oh, can I be the sheriff?
He's not really a big part of the story.
Well, that's perfect for Fish.
Well, now the sheriff agrees and he sends an arrest warrant on the next train out of Williamson. And you know small towns, word spreads faster than wildfire. Soon enough, the whole town's headed to the station. Cause there's a warrant coming on the 515. And everybody down in town knows there's bound to be a scene. It's like the Wild West. They say they're going to arrest the Baldwin Feltz boys. So strap your guns into your belts, boys, and follow Smiling Sid down to the railroad station by the 515. Rolling down the rails from Williamson, and Sid's looking mean. He's got a posse headed down. So does Feltz, they're leaving town, they think they're scot-free. But then they find out they may not be. When Sid yells, get on back here, Albert.
515 on the 515, there's a warrant coming on the 515. 515 on the 515, there's a warrant coming on the 515.
And so the mayor and the chief say, Albert, we don't want no grief, but there's a warrant coming soon and you're surrounded. But Albert must have knew. He says, I've got a warrant too and it's for Hatfield. Boys, let's get him cuffed and bounded.
They both had arrest warrants?
Mayor Testerman took one look at Feltz's warrant, says it's bogus. Now, Albert's no stranger to controversy, but calling out Sid Hatfield, I tell you, boys, that sealed up his fate. The degenerate. Albert tried to turn, but Hatfield said, stick him up before the rat peeled out of town. He weren't messing around. Sid says, settle down, I'm the law. The bastard Feltz says, are you sure? Sid says, mess around and come find out. And if you've heard of the chief before, you know just what he's about.
Smiling Sid,
he's a Matewan man who'll defend his land, every miner's wife and child.
Smiling Sid,
he knows that when a Baldwin Bull goes reaching for his belt, you pull. He did, he's quick draw Sid. So spread it far and wide, we got Hatfield on our side. Our beguiling brother Smiling Sid, and he don't move an inch. But Albert doesn't flinch. Their stare down will not last though. Not when the whole town hears a blast go. Bang! 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 Nobody knows exactly who shot first. Was it Hatfield or Feltz? Well, we know who got it worse. They put a bullet in the mayor. Albert didn't have a prayer. He caught a round two. You mess with Sid, you know you're bound to. Albert falls with bullets flying and rifles ringing out from here and there. Hatfield's caught in the fray, a bullet misses by a hair, but Sid stands his ground. Let's lose another round. Oh, he stood tall. Yeah, Smiling Sid did all he could, y'all. I think the Feltz boys got the message. Of course there was a cost, but for every minor lost, they took two Baldwins down and showed the company they don't run that town. The bosses have had their impunity, and we can only fight them with unity. I bet they treat you here like dirt, and they already short your coin. Soon they'll be coming for your shirt. Well, there's a union you can join.
That's enough. We don't want any part in the trouble you're raising. Sure you don't. But I ain't the one raising the trouble. Stone Mountain Coal Company, Heron Creek Company, they're all the same. And sooner or later, you're gonna want a living wage. And when they start throwing your family out on the street, you better hope somebody's got your back. Somebody like, I don't know, the quickest gun this side of the mountain.
Smiling Sid, he's a mate, one man with a gun in each hand and a woman on each arm. Smiling Sid, there ain't no single man alive who's faster than him with a 45 knot. Sid, the quick draw kid.
He's styling with his guns in hand. He's rallying men to take a stand. He's smiling all the while, and he's our kid. No, there ain't nobody finer. He'll stand up for the minor like no other.